This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Brick-and-mortar bookstores, as we all know, have been moving online or disappearing altogether for years. Bit more than 10 years ago, there were almost 17,000 actual bookstores in this economy. In 2020, less than 11,000. But bookstores are not repeat, not down for the count. Over the past 5 years, the number of bookstores in the United States has grown by about 0.3% a year. It's not huge, but it's not nothing. So we got LaTanya Devon back on the phone. She's the owner of Bronx Bound Books, which is a mobile bookstore in the Bronx, New York.
The summer is pretty good for us because we do sell books at farmers markets. So we are very busy. August through December are our busiest months. Bronx Bound Books offers bookmobile rentals, and when you rent the bus, the books are free. When I first brought up offering bus rental services, it was such a new thing for people. They couldn't see where I wanted to go with it. But I knew that starting this business, the goal was to get books into people's hands. So although we were selling books and doing great, the access was still limited. And honestly, the bus rental has been the biggest game changer. So when you are selling books, traditionally, you hope that people will come and buy, and you never know how much you're going to sell that day. But when you're doing a bus rental, let's say there's a school with 600 kids, I've already done it long enough to know that, okay, 600 kids, that's about 5 hours at that school. So I'm able to calculate and project into the future. What's special to me about this mission is when I see the kids out in the community, they're like, hey, LaTanya, oh, can I come inside? So when they see me at their school, they already know what to expect. The kids know that they can come and they can explore and the space is theirs because that's what it was built for. One kid, he saw me at the farmer's market and he said, you were at my school, you know, why are you here? I said, because I'm everywhere. In October, I'm actually moving into the mall at Bay Plaza. We're starting off with a kiosk and we're going to bring some author events. In 2016, Barnes & Noble left and never returned. And for it to be taken away from the community partly inspired my mission. It felt good to sell books, but this feels even better.